Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And thank you for joining us today on Mind Food Radio, wherever you are, at home, at work, or driving in the car. We're live at your place. And of course, for more details on anything that we do on the radio show, you can log on to mindfood.com. Lee Hodder's joining us on the line now, talking about seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. How are you, Michael? You're looking a little bit happy.
Oh, no.
How are you, Lee?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Now, this is a really interesting disorder, and a lot of people suffer this, don't they, Lee?
Yes, they do. It's a depressive illness that actually has a seasonal pattern, typically associated with winter and less exposure to light. But what I've also found is that it can relate to summer and too much light.
Oh, it can have the opposite effect.
Yeah, apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it occurs more often perhaps in women than men, and it may actually begin during the teen years. Is that right?
That's correct. It's four times more common in women. It can onset at any age, but the average age of onset is around about 23 years or so.
Now, that just seems such a long, long time. It is a kind of depression, isn't it?
Yes, it is associated with a depression. It's usually diagnosed when the person has had the symptoms for 2 years or more in a row.
And what are the symptoms? What would be the symptoms?
Oh, people, if we're looking at winter onset, people who might have, you know, very normal mental health throughout the rest of the year, they tend to slow down, they comfort eat, they gain weight, they sleep more, they have a lot less energy, they socially isolate themselves, they can have crying spells, irritability, fatigue and anxiety.
Mm. Now, there's no test, though, is there, for SAD?
I believe someone's working on an assessment tool for it as we speak, but usually what we'll find is that if the person reports that they've got normal mental health throughout the rest of the year and then they've had these symptoms 2 years in a row, I think that's when a diagnosis will kick in. What actually happens is that there's a gland in the middle of the brain called the pineal gland that secretes a hormone called melatonin, which regulates our sleep-wake cycle. And with less exposure to light, it comes out of balance. So what we ask people to do is try to get as much exposure to light before 8 a.m. that they can, exercise outdoors in the sun, and there's actually a thing called light therapy that's been used for about 20 years or so with people who are experiencing SAD. Apparently, the lights that are used in it have to be 25 times brighter than the average lounge room light.
Now, you mentioned before that you should get light before 8 a.m. Is that right, you said?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, why before 8 a.m.?
It helps to regulate the sleep cycle. What we find with people with SAD is that they tend to just sort of have whole doona days. They just stay in bed for most of that time.
Mm.
They don't get up early, and by doing that, they're actually probably making the problem worse.
Because it just keeps repeating itself.
Yeah, it does. Mm. It does.
And then you go to sleep at night, then you don't sleep and you wake up and it's...
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. People can also see their doctors and get medication for this, antidepressant medication. And they can also use very carefully monitored melatonin supplements. Apparently they've had some beneficial effect on it as well.
And Lee, have you seen or has there been a big growth in this, or is it just that we're more aware of this disorder?
I think we're probably just more aware of this disorder.
Yeah.
Usually, from what my research says, it's more likely to occur in Australia from Canberra and below.
Okay.
Yeah, which is interesting. But what I'm finding here in Brisbane, because we've had so much rain, and we've just had, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks without sun, is it's probably actually picking up a bit here as well.
Well, Lee, look, thank you for joining us today. Very interesting topic. And for more details, mindfood.com.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.